My name is Jim Borsum. I reside at 2221 Columbine Avenue in Boulder and have done so for 20 years. I own two businesses. I'm an acoustical engineer, and I'm also a professional dance historian, and I've conducted those activities here in Boulder. I'm very deeply involved in music and dance and the facilities for those activities. I mention these businesses because I find that the Village Arts Coalition conducts itself in a very business-like manner. The flip side of this comment is that I want to convince you that these entities are not wishy-washy, pie-in-the-sky outfits. They are not the organization that live off grants. They do not have their dreams based in never-never land. This is serious, thoughtful stuff. I urge you to approve the application, of course. And I would like to see the Avalon continue in the county for the foreseeable future. I think there is a good fit between Boulder Dance and Boulder County. I want to address the topic of affordability, which has been mentioned in so many of the 194 letters of comment that you have received. Affordability is crucial for community groups and the individuals who participate in their activities. The central problem for with the possible denial of this application are one, that the Avalon might fold, cease operations, or if forced into annexation, the cost and complexity of these issues would be very burdensome, especially during these uncertain and difficult financial times. Though some people can afford to pay full fare for activities, many cannot. Many dancers and musicians live on limited incomes, such as parents, students, artists, and seniors. Being an expert in the historic roots of American social dance, including the facilities used for dance and music, I know that many social forces have tended to marginalize participatory dance in America, including their facilities. Today, many large social dance activities are conducted in dusty old fraternal halls, school buildings, or commercial settings. Today, dance is supported mainly by the selling of drinks, by grants given to art organizations, or sponsorship of educational institutions. This is not a good organizational model for community activities. It is not financially sustainable. And in the case of alcohol, it corrupts one of the key social attributes of community dance. Thinking of arts organizations nationwide, you know that the annual fund appeal is a common theme. Funding is a perennial burden, and it leads to leadership burnout. The Village Arts Coalition is unlike the other arts organizations that I know, in that it has organized itself around a financial model that it distances itself from subsidy. It has applied a model that offers affordable space rental rates so that event organizers can charge affordable admission fees, resulting in relatively large numbers of attendees. This meets the Village Arts Coalition mission of providing broadly accessible activities. This creative financial model is already in operation at the Pearl Street Studio. The Village Arts Coalition has demonstrated that this model, without subsidy, works. The model has two primary elements. The first is the ownership of a suitable facility, ownership by an entity that does not demand normal business profits on an annual basis, does not demand profits. This principal piece is paired with a cooperative partnership with a network of community nonprofit groups. The model is arranged so that the community, if it is successful, develops a growing percentage of ownership in the property. This is not a new idea. Other groups in the country have expressed interest in our success with this method of supporting community activities. This model is not limited to social dance, but it is a model that must be carefully husbanded. Economy is important. So the Village Arts Coalition has a benefactor. His name is Chuck Palmer. He has structured his role in the partnership, which is called Boulder Dance LLC, a Colorado corporation, so that he cannot take any profit. This is his beneficence and is part of the partnership operating agreement. The Village Arts Coalition leases dance space at the Avalon from the partnership at commercial rates. There is no subsidy. This would not be consistent with the laws regarding nonprofit corporations. The Village Arts Coalition manages and subleases this space to community groups. The profit from subleasing, if any, plus its share of general operations of the property, including the ancillary principal uses, accrue to the Village Arts Coalition in proportion to its ownership. The profits that are due to operations not related to federally recognized tax-exempt purposes are taxed at normal corporate rates. As I said, a very business-like organization. The net profits to the Village Arts Coalition go to increasing its ownership share in the property. I know that the Village Arts Coalition has increased its share of ownership at the Avalon since its inception. This is expected to continue. I also know that if this commission allows the Village Arts Coalition to proceed unburdened by the threat of immediate annexation, the coalition will be able to continue to rally our many volunteers. That's not allowed. Don't do that. The Village Arts Coalition will be able to cultivate the next generation of community leaders. This will be based upon a secure home base, a facility well-suited to our needs. The Village Arts Coalition will be able to rent space at reasonable rates to many and varied organizations without the strictures of corporate profit motive. I urge you all to leave well enough alone. Allow Mr. Palmer and the Village Arts Coalition to hone their model of cooperative, non-subsidized, community-based facility for the benefit of the public and the many volunteer-organized nonprofits in Boulder County. They are creative, hardworking, businesslike, and community-minded people. I believe there is a good fit between Boulder Dance and Boulder County. Thank you very much.
Thanks.